www.ai.com.
To the rest of the Gulf states. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right now, just a few feet away from this microphone, in fact, it is pouring cats and dogs, worried about a flood outside of where I'm staying. But it is not a hurricane. Tropical Storm Isaac has sent school children away for another day. They get Monday off. Some businesses have closed. And the Republican National Convention re-racked what it was doing for a Tuesday through Thursday convention instead, because some of the delegates and a lot of people had planes that were canceled. They couldn't get into the city, and they felt that it was best, because of what was happening with the weather, to hold off. So that's exactly what the Republican National Chair Rents Priebus said. We're going to wait. We're going to re-rack it. No problem. We can do this. But you've got three states that have declared an emergency over Isaac, and that's Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. In Louisiana, Bobby Jindal and Mitch Landrieu might be from different parties. Mitch with a big D, Jindal with a big R, but they know what it's like as Louisiana folk to have to batten the hatches. Mitch Landrieu talked about what's ahead.
It is expected inland on Tuesday night or Wednesday in the morning as a Category 2 storm. There is a potential for 12 to 16 inches of rain localized through the area. We are just on high alert. I know that the anxiety level is high. The storm is somewhat uncertain. Out of the abundance of caution, we have begun to take these precautions as quickly as we can.
So maybe Isaac is the 500-pound gorilla, not Obama, when it comes to the big party for the Republicans, because you have to play this softly here, especially since we have no idea what's going to happen in those states. You heard Landrieu talking about the amounts of rain they're talking. And in New Orleans, as the mayor of New Orleans, it's in a bowl. New Orleans is situated in a bowl, and we know what a catastrophe that can be when a lot of rain collects. So now it's a three-day convention. The major players are still there. The major scheduled speeches will stay intact. And there's lots and lots of time to say, Romney's the guy. Let him give his acceptance speech. Senator John McCain, who was the Republican nominee in 2008, had the first day of his nominating convention in Minneapolis, remember, shortened because of a hurricane then that was threatening the Gulf Coast, and agreed at that point that one night we can do it. So, of course, they're going to do the same thing in this case, especially since where the convention is right in the belly of the beast, not the eye of the hurricane, luckily. So it's all about monitoring what's going on, how bad are the images, and ultimately what's going to happen. And talking about monitoring the situation, it's not just the weather, it's the temperature of the people. It's the temperature of the people. You know, it is about feelings and likability. As much as we want to say it's about the issues, yeah. But since television, there is that likability thing that you have to have somewhere in your back pocket. And we've talked about this a ton, and I'm going to bring this up right at the start in talking about Romney and whether or not you think he's upstaged by Isaac. It's still, as we scrape things away, it is going to be about the likability. There's a new poll that just came out. It's the CNN ORC International poll. Now it's showing a dead heat between Romney and President Obama. These are new Sunday numbers that were released that say likely voters believe Obama is more in touch with their needs. So the public gives Obama a big advantage over Romney on all the questions relating to caring about people and understanding what their concerns are. 53% of likely voters say Obama cares about them. 39% feeling the same way about Romney. That's a big distinction. Obama has it when it comes to likability. What do you make of that, people? For all of you that call up and talk about how he's ineffective, how he's not transparent, some of my words, I say the same thing. If I were to describe the presidency and be honest, there are so many things that weren't effectively done by this group. Forget about the labels. So Obama, in the likability category, just mows Romney down, mows him down. He even gets an extra kick when it comes to being in touch with the middle class. 6 in 10 say he is with the problems facing women, and only 3 in 10 feel the same way about Romney. Women are not embracing the Romster. So when you're in this phase of 70-plus days, just a little over 70-plus days left in this election cycle, it's important. And we're seeing that some numbers are switching, but can Romney get electable if people think he's stiff and unapproachable, especially women? I think that's the whole idea of getting Ann Romney out there, putting a face on, this is a family guy, this is what he did. He used to be a bishop in his church, in the Mormon church, and had to deal with lots of people's problems and trying to help them when they needed help, and being that the guy that was there for them to lean on, all that kind of stuff. So the RNC chair opens the convention on Monday, but then declares it in recess, by the way, until the full proceedings start on Tuesday afternoon. Romney's formal nomination comes a few hours later. Romney closes, naturally, this is always the tradition, closes the convention with his acceptance speech on Thursday night. We're going to let you hear what he had to say about the acceptance speech coming up in just a few moments. And that was the original plan. That was the original plan to do that. So the Sunday swirl, the Sunday talk shows, the political wah-wah-wah talking television heads, all were focusing on Romney, naturally, and are all in Tampa, and they're talking about character, and is this the guy that can lead the nation to economic prosperity? Because those are the two things that people care about. Will Romney leave Tampa with that in his back pocket? What do you think? Will he leave with people really getting to know him a little bit better? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What about his acceptance speech? We're talking about that next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Day Thursday. It's a three-day event now in Tampa, and the push is on. 70 days, as I mentioned, plus to elect a new president or keep the current one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Romney talking a little bit here about that acceptance speech.
That I believe in America and in the American people. That I believe that this nation is unique and exceptional, and that we have everything we need to continue to lead the world in prosperity and in peace.
All right, how hard will he come down on Obama is what people want to see. And I just went through that poll. How much does likability play a part in electing a president? And the answer is whether we poo-poo it or not and say, well, it should be focused on where we're headed as a nation and too much government and too much entitlements and all these other things. But when we throw that into a box and we shake it up, it has a false bottom in it, because ultimately it's the likability factor that you cannot push aside. When you push it aside, ask Al Gore about it. It is not good. When you push, remember, he was stiff. Al Gore was stiff, and forget all the other things about the craziness of inventing the internet and whatever. But people, a lot of people could not even relate to Al Gore. So this is something Romney doesn't want to fall into. How does he make, how does Romney become the softer Romney? How do people see the other sides of Romney besides the business acumen? Part of what he needs to get those electoral votes to flip some of those key states. Tim in New York, hello.
Hi, Kay. How you doing tonight?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Not bad. I happened to deviate from your station, God forbid, and picked up another night show just for a change for a little bit. And one of your people, I'll say, was, you know, pro-Romney, we need to get less government. And that's all well and good. That's his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But the only problem I have with this is, yeah, we need to get some jobs going. We need to get some manufacturing going. I'm afraid that any steps forward that we made in controlling some of this waste or industrial landfills uncontrolled, that kind of stuff is going to get set aside, and I'm afraid we'll be back in the, we'll get into the more of the late 60s and early 70s where we had all these dumps and things that were not getting taken care of and cleaned up. This fellow was on here the other night, you know, we need to chop some, you know, chop on the EPA and that's all well and good, I guess, for the short term, but somebody's going to have to pay for all this cleanup. It's bad enough that we have to pay for what we pay for now.
Who was the, and you can say, because I don't care, I talk about other talk show hosts that I'm friendly with and people I know anyway. Who was the talk show host that you were listening to?
You don't know
his name.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to this guy, and he's a very fast talker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Mr. Doyle, okay? I don't believe it's Mr. Doyle. He was the one that was the actor.
Is it Mike Huckabee? It's not Huckabee, is it?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so you didn't agree with some of what Mike was saying about let's cut the EPA out, it's too fatty and that kind of stuff. I didn't hear him talking about that, but
well,
I'm just going off of what you're saying.
A fellow came on and he was talking about, we need to downsize the EPA. They wanted to get rid of some other parts, and he was agreeing with him. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's all right, but that's all short-term fixes. The stuff isn't going to get any cheaper to clean it up. There's still so many things that need to be cleaned up from the 60s and 70s. And I'm not saying that we got to do it all at once, but, you know, let's not just push everything aside and then get another big mountain that we can't clean up. And then you say, well, we got to have more government to watch it. Now it's going to cost more money to operate in the United States. I don't know. It's just, you know, in one case, it's like putting the cart before the horse, you know?
Right. I'd have to go, and I can get that tape, and I know, Mike, I'll have to tap into what he was saying there, because I can't confess that I know what he was talking, I know what he's talking about, but I'd have to really get a sense of what he was saying, how much he was saying to do that. And a lot of people, here's what the problem is, Tim. I agree with Mike in the sense that I think where he's going with some of it is that where can we cut the fat? Where do we have application after application where I say this all the time, we need to audit the government because I know there's duplicate, triplicate positions that we don't need. You know, that where you have too many people, because I've heard from friends who work for the government that this is the case in the IRS. This is the case in some other areas. And with the EPA, you know, where is the line between too much regulation, over-regulation, problems that have gone, tripped the pendulum in that direction to, okay, you're right, and I agree, you can't throw everything out. What's that, expression about the baby in the bathwater and all that?
Right. Well,
yeah.
You talk about entitlements, and I mean, I think, you know, the oil companies feel that they're in, you know, the entitlements,
yeah,
to the drilling,
yeah,
and the money that we give for that. I mean, I thought that, you know, you took a portion of your profits, you invested those back into drilling.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. It's not like, okay, what's ours is ours and what's yours is ours. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Those are entitlements that need to go too. America needs to get back to work, but it needs to get back to work on a full level. It needs to get back to work all the way back to those boardrooms and the corporations, right down to the guy that's turning the wrenches. Not for the lawyers to say, hey, there's a bunch of grant money over here. We can go get that. We won't have to touch our stuff.
We need to make stuff. We need to make stuff. We need to get some more manufacturing. We need to help back people and produce some of those loans for things that are realistic. Absolutely. I mean, that's what we need to do, get our hands into it. We need to manufacture something. Everybody talks about, oh, the future is the service sector and this and that. Absolutely, there's a big chunk of jobs that could be there, but we still got to make stuff.
Well, making stuff is fine, but here's the problem I'm kind of thinking about the making stuff. We've sent a lot of our durable goods stuff off. It's made in Mexico now, you know, a lot of your refrigerators, stoves, things like that, right off the United States. The issue I have with that is, are we just going to make something and say that we need it, or are we going to make something that we need? You know what I'm saying?
No, we need to make something that we need. We absolutely.
Right. And not just develop, you know, we don't need to develop a niche market. We need to, a sustainable market is something that people need constantly all the time. See, that I'm for alternative fuel sources.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff out there that can be done. Now, I would give that grant money from the United States government. Sure, I'd give that in a heartbeat because we're sucking up the natural resource too fast. There's got to be something here, some way that we can turn a lot of this stuff that we're throwing in the landfills back into usable material, and not that it be a fad. It needs to be something that is going
not like plastic, like you're saying, where they recycle and they're, you know, it's like the thing with the water bottles, how you can recycle and what you can do with plastics and what plastics actually is doing to cripple us with the land, kill us in the landfills because it doesn't dissolve, and what instead you can do with it. Yeah, I agree with
you.
Are
you familiar with a thing called Blue Blocks?
Yes. I don't know that many people are.
Pardon?
I don't know that many people are, though.
Very amazing piece of technology.
Yeah.
And some of the big players that are looking at, that are using it now, you know, Walmart's head office, they've got a full setup that runs a 5 or 6 story business complex building for them. There's 3 or 4 businesses like that that are sitting on it now. It's something people should look at. I was amazed. My son showed it to me.
Yeah, somebody showed it to me. Somebody showed it to me when I was talking about, I did a show where we were talking about what's really, thanks Tim, what's really viable and what's just hot air. You know, we talk about, you think we're all going to have windmills in our backyard, that's throwing money out, you know, into a rat hole. So.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
For a quick minute, I ran outside just to get a sense of the rain, and it is coming down. In Tampa, it is pouring. It is raining cats and dogs. Any little trite cliche you want to use, slap it on there, because that's how you can describe the weather. It's nasty, but nothing like what is headed to Mississippi, Alabama. Yeah, Louisiana. Did you hear that runoff? Take a listen. For those of you who are suffering through a drought, we wish we could throw some rain your way, because it is definitely there. A lot of people still excited to be in Tampa. I mentioned that Mitt Romney now has the big moment in his life that he's been waiting for a long time. Romney's wanted to be president for a while, and of course in 2008 it was not his moment. McCain gets it. He was out. He was toast. He was tossed out into the field. Now he has his shot here, but the likability of Romney doesn't really come up enough on the radar screen, at least in these polls, for whatever they're worth. He's got to get people fired up about him. I think there's no question about that. The success of Obama, like him or not, is the fact that he's a rock star when he got in front of people. That whole hope and change deal, the Joe Cool, all that stuff really sold and had people, small donors. You know, the majority of the people that went out for Obama were small donors because they got excited about him. So you had people that were chipping in $200 a piece And that's what really worked for him. This time around, they're short of cash compared to the Republicans and compared to Romney. And it's not that all those small donors aren't coming back. They're not dumping that money into his campaign, whether they're disappointed or what the reason is. They're not doing it. That's the key thing. And they're way behind in the fundraising department. I ran into Carl Rove, who is the master blaster when it comes to raising money. He was on the same flight that I was to Tampa, and he's close to in the various PACs that he's involved with. The way that he knows how to raise money, for sure. He believes that Mitt Romney gets close to $1.8 billion. That might buy you some likability with all the negative ads that could be leveled at Obama or at the Democrats or at things that just haven't happened. The jobs. Everybody needs to feel like they have a place to go. They need to feel, if it's not important, they need to feel useful. I mean, how many of you have ever been out of work for any length of time? I've seen this with people that I've seen this with people that I'm friendly with, people I know, good friends who have somehow found themselves in situations over the years where they were in between something. A job folded, something changed, a company went overseas. That happened to somebody I know. They were flying high, killed themselves to get through school, an engineering degree. Everything was great, groovy, wonderful. Life is great, my buddy Cal says. And then he gets laid off and he cannot, to save his life, he cannot find a job and he is miserable. He feels lame. He feels like he screwed up and he didn't. It was had nothing to do with him. And it was rough. It was rough. People need that job. Besides economically, they need it. So when you find that unemployment is over 8% and people can't get jobs, that it's an awful feeling. That hope that people want, it's usefulness, it's belonging, it's having a place, it's all of that, besides the importance of bringing home the bacon, to be able to pay the bills, to be able to have some left over, for goodness sake, so that when you want to go down the street for a steak, you can get it. You're not worried. It's like a special treat. Oh, every 5 years we can get a steak. I mean, seriously. It's not about overspending. It's not about people being so extravagant and wanting things after things after things. That's why it's not that. And I think we all know that. So what this acceptance speech has to feature, in my mind, is the alternatives. Make the previous administration accountable for what hasn't happened. Because the one thing that I don't care what you think of Obama or Romney or Republicans, Democrats, there is no doubt that we've got a big hole in this country when it comes to what are we doing with the deficit, where are we headed. There may be disagreements on how to get there, but I think we all feel like we are lacking in direction. We are lacking in where is it that we're headed. So I think the message that Romney delivers needs to be filled with some red meat. Needs to have some good stuff in there about what can you do for the working class voters. What can you do to answer their problems, their financial problems, and the I need a place to hang my hat problem in the same breath. So I think he has to do that. I think he has to deliver that stone cold when he hits the stage. Not all the platitudes of whatever. This is where we're headed. I want to thank this person. I mean, of course, there's some of that. And I don't think his speech is going to be loaded with that by any stretch of the imagination. But that he's got to show a shift, because we can feel the shift in this country. So what is the campaign message? What impact will we see? What can he reflect on, I think, in the people that he's talked to when he's been out in the field, when he's been out in all these different states? Let's hear it. The middle class, the middle class, the middle class. And that's the road that Obama owns right now. He owns that road. Couple of quick things. I went to the delegate party on Sunday, and people were pretty optimistic there. They were excited. It was a smaller crowd because some of the delegates couldn't get in from the places they were flying from. I mean, it's still a big crowd, but it wasn't 25,000 or anything like that. It was at the Tropicana, right there on the field where the Rays play. And as I said, there was a lot of optimism, and there was massive security outside. I have covered a lot of events with a lot of VIPs and concerns about security. I've never seen anything like it. I have never seen so much local law enforcement, so much Secret Service, so many dogs, so much attention, so many closed-off exits. Wow. I mean, they weren't taking any chances that FBI stuff was real about anarchists or terrorism or threats or any of that kind of stuff. And a man with a machete was arrested near the convention. And what was he going to do with that machete? He had a machete and he was walking with a group of Occupy Tampa protesters near the convention site. They spotted him. He had it strapped to his leg when he went inside the first security perimeter. And the deputies then ordered him to stop, but he kept walking. 31-year-old Jason Wilson was his name. They released his name. They caught up to him. They told they said, "You have to stop." And he said he was allowed to carry whatever he wanted. And they said, "No, weapons are not allowed." So it got into a little bit of an altercation there. He resisted arrest, but they subdued him. And he's now facing charges of carrying a prohibited item, is what they're calling it, in the event zone, and resisting arrest. So he's got to go to court on Monday. What he intended to do, was he trying to shove it in their face or had a more ominous plan for that? You know, who knows at this point. So one incident and lots of security, lots of concerns over the weather, and a day after the Republicans open up the convention, chairman opens up the convention, they'll close it down, they'll recess it for a day. So it's a Tuesday through Thursday affair at this point. And it really is all about Mitt Romney and what can he deliver? What is he going to deliver to really excite people to have them leave and want to really push for him to get the White House? Because the polls show, right now anyway, and a lot can change, but show a closer race than originally thought, and some Democrats are very, very concerned about the edge that Romney has gained. But it's ultimately about those electoral votes. Can he get those electoral votes? And what will negative campaign ads do when you come down the stretch? Is there anybody out there who doesn't know who they're voting for at this point? How much of the electoral vote can you scoop up? And it's got to be, I think it's got to be in the neighborhood of 270. I've said this all along. If you crunch the numbers, who knows? But I think it's got to be close to that. So Obama has to lose a few states that he won last time around for Romney to win. And in the battleground states, Romney has to make a huge, huge push. He has to get some of those big states, and that's certainly not lost on any of the Republicans. They know that he has to win those without a doubt. Hey, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we have We Can Count. Sad story about a child found inside a car. Also, tsunami warnings after a quake. And the Count of Sesame Street dead. We'll tell you who he is and what his career was like, coming up in the next version of We Can Count.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla, can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Greetings, it is I, the Count. They call me the Count because I love to count things. In fact, I am looking for some things to count right now. Oh, dear. I don't see anything to count. Oh, I must look some more. How could this be? There is nothing to count. Oh, and I wanted to count so much. This is very frustrating. Frustrating. That is one feeling. Oh, I counted a feeling. That makes me happy. Oh, and happy is a feeling. That makes two feelings. I love counting feelings.
A perfect way to start We Can Count. Jerry Nelson, he was the man, the puppeteer behind Count Von Count on Sesame Street. He's died at the age of 78. He suffered from emphysema. He died in his house in Massachusetts on Cape Cod. Sadly, what a great character the Count was. One of my favorites. The Count, I thought, was so funny and nutty and just, I like the Count. Might be my favorite from Sesame Street, actually, now that I think of it. And this is a guy who was featured in a lot of Muppet kind of things. He was in the 84 movie The Muppets Take Manhattan, the television show, 1980s Fraggle Rock, remember that? 1990s Muppets Tonight. And it's a demanding job doing the puppet thing, so as he was getting sicker, he gave up the job of operating the Count and some of the other puppets on Sesame Street, but he definitely voiced the characters, definitely was doing that. And the show's new season launches in September, and his voice is going to be on that. So, farewell the Count. Very clever, very, very well done. The Count's voice, however, will be missed, without a doubt. On a sad note, boy, this really shakes you to the core, doesn't it? For all of you fathers listening out there, mothers listening out there, you can only imagine if you close your eyes for a second, if this happened to you, what this would be like. Picture that you have a 15-year-old daughter who you adore, who you raised from right from the very beginning. So the police are offering a $6,000 reward. Why? For information that could lead to this mystery of the 15-year-old Columbia girl from South Carolina who's been missing for a week. The county sheriff's office says a person who wanted to remain anonymous donated $2,500 to the fund, and they matched it. Then some other Crime Stopper people put money in, too. And bravo for them, realizing just how sad this is. The feds and the state are helping, doing whatever they can to find Gabrielle Swanson. The girl's mom said she saw her daughter asleep in her bed. And this was August 18th when she went to work. When she returned, she was missing. The friends, the family, they spent days handing out the flyers, everything that you can imagine. None of her clothes or purse missing from the house. And this isn't a case where they think, oh, yeah, she ran away, this whatever. She was a good kid, and they're very, very, very concerned about what could have happened. And let's just hope that some nut didn't go into the house and snatch her. And so often these crimes end up being somebody that somebody knows from a different neighborhood or down the neighborhood or whatever it might be. But let's hope that this has a happy ending and not a sad ending. One more on that scale, certainly. This is a crazy story, too, about a nine-month-old boy. The cops say they found a nine-month-old boy dead and alone inside a car in Massachusetts. They got reports that something was in a car. They found the baby dead on a Saturday, and they're trying to resolve that mystery, too. They say that it looks like the baby was accidentally left in the car, and the baby's father discovered the boy and then called 911. Well, when you have hot temperatures, you know what that leads to. And unfortunately, somebody clearly wasn't thinking, and the baby paid the price for that. It's just an awful story when you hear about kids and cars. And sometimes people get crazy and they're running around doing whatever, and the next thing you know, they've forgotten about the car. But you know, this is walking away from that car, however. And there's more to this story. We know, as they peel back the layers on it, the father calling, you know, who's the suspect in this, the father, the mother, they're digging up the details. A 7.4 earthquake hit off the coast of El Salvador. It was followed by a second. They always get those tremors or temblors afterwards. 5.4 on the Richter scale there. Then the tsunami warning comes. Tsunami was put into effect for Costa Rica, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Panama, and Mexico after the quake. And this happened at 10:30-ish on Sunday. And, you know, they look at the swells, and an oceanographer with the Pacific Tsunami Center in Hawaii said a minor 7-inch swell was registered, so they started to take a look at that to make sure nothing was going to happen there, and so far, so good. Whew. Looks like they're out of the woods on that. But where there's an earthquake, and as much as the scary part is how awful was the earthquake, what was the size of the earthquake, the second question always has to be, what about tsunami warnings? Is there anything in there about a tsunami? Sure enough, because it's always about checking with what's happening in that department, since, as we know, they can be so deadly. We've seen how many people have died from not necessarily the quake, but the tsunami afterwards. I know nobody cares about this story that much, or not so much, but do you believe the Jersey Shore First of all, the cast and characters, I could barely tell you any of their names. I will confess I do not watch that, and I'm not crazy about most reality television. But Snooki gave birth to her first baby, a boy. She and her fiancé had a welcomed, a, I love when people say that, welcomed. It's like if, no, we did not welcome. Welcomed a 6-pound, 5-ounce boy, Lorenzo Dominique Lavalle, into the world. He's going to get his own show. So that, I know it. Yeah, 3 a.m., just before 3 a.m. Sunday at St. Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, New Jersey. And the word is, because of course she has to have a rep, right, is that Nicole, Johnny, and Enzo are doing great. Of course, for the Jersey Shore, the 24-year-old with the new baby, that makes for good reality TV, I guess. So the people that are producing that are probably psyched because, yeah, more people may watch. They may be intrigued by the idea of the baby. My feelings exactly. Not me, but somebody out there is. There's no accounting for good taste, is there? No accounting for that. This is awful. This is terrible news from the other side of New Jersey. Something that I'm sure many of you in America probably fear happening. Camden, New Jersey used to be just a great place, and there are some incredible things to see there, like the aquarium is world class, believe it or not. But it is also one of the most dangerous, crime-ridden spots that you can imagine in this country. In fact, it's often called the most dangerous city in the United States. They're ditching their police department. Yeah, they don't have cash for it. So the drastic measure they're taking is, we can't afford this any longer. We got to disband it. 460 police department folks. They got to replace it with a non-union metro division of the Camden County Police. They say it's going to save millions of dollars for taxpayers while still ensuring public safety. Police unions say it is a way to get out of collective bargaining with the men and the women in the blue. Union busting, what they're saying. The mayor of the city, Dana Redd, says the layoffs of the police force will begin by the end of the month. Only 49% of current city police officers will be transferred to the new county division. And then they'll start a 4 to 5 month training program. Wow, tough for those cops being laid off. And hopefully the police department, the new face of the police department, can handle the crime that often is just right there in the streets of Camden, New Jersey. Ooh, times are rough.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.